Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we live in a very strange world that has changed considerably. So at one time, of course, we had Google, then the parent company became Alphabet. And now with Facebook, the parent company is Meta, as of the time that we're doing the show. I don't know how that's going to go down with the public, or who cares? I don't know why anybody cares whether Facebook has a parent holding company called Meta. Do you care, Tim Swartz?
I don't know. It just always makes me think of probably something from the Marx Brothers. You know, what's the matter with you?
Hey, I like that.
Paul Eno, what do you think?
Well, I've been losing sleep over that, Gene, for a week now since I heard about it. And, form over substance, that's what matters.
That's right. That's how our world is, form over substance. More into substance. There's a published report now that the head of NASA, Bill Nelson, some of you out there who follow politics will remember that Bill Nelson's a former U.S. senator from Florida. He appears to favor the alien solution. Have you folks looked into that yet, Paul?
Yes, I have crossed the paths of a few aliens in my time. I think that we have a lot of people coming out of the woodwork now who hear about this Pentagon alleged disclosure situation and say, well, the government's talking about it, so therefore it's okay for me to talk about it. So they'll come out with their ideas. The alien solution, not to be cynical, but I'll sit on panels with my son Dan and, you know, some of the big names in ufology, and the question of disclosure will come up. They'll speak learnedly about how it would be this year, next year. They get to bed and myself, and we'll say, all right, a show of hands, who believes what the government says? Everybody groans, you know, in the audience. I kind of groan, too. I don't think this has anything but an agenda, and I'm not all that much of a believer in disclosure. So the alien solution, we'll see what he says. I'm not saying there aren't aliens. I've run into them in all sorts of different forms, I believe, in cases over the last 50 to 51 years, and it's difficult to deny that there's something there. I don't know. I just don't think it's the information is going to be accurate, complete, or even true.
Point of this Pentagon UAP task force. Unless they were doing something, we would have no need for it. Not because somebody publishes an article in the New York Times that there was once a $22 million project that included some UFO coverage. That wouldn't bring about something like this. Former Senator Reid, well, he's out of Congress. He's retired. So how would that bring anything? Indeed, they're not going to do it for Senator Marco Rubio. So why would there be such an organization, such a group?
Well, I think in order to satisfy the public, well, what did Stanton Friedman say about Project Blue Book? It was a PR exercise. Now, maybe it's legitimate. You know, I could very well be wrong. But I think people have to realize one thing that's rather important, and anybody who's rubbed elbows with the intelligence community will tell you this. There is no the government. It's a bunch of competing, bloated agencies that are fighting over turf. And some have the information, some don't. So I'd like to know which agencies, even within the Pentagon, are really pushing this. And if it's legit, I mean, I think, Gene, they essentially consider us children. They use the term existential all the time, which is really, as one with a degree in philosophy, existentialism means, the ability to look at things as they are, to sort of plan your own life and everything else. And the people who use the word think we're all too dumb to do that. So I don't know what they're trying to do. I just don't trust it. I really just don't.
Well, I have a mixed opinion about government. I think we have all these and more, especially in the military, where there's that turfdom. And we see that portrayed, of course, on TV procedural shows. So like an NCIS show, somebody comes over from DEA or FBI, and they're fighting for control of the case. Or in a Law and Order or Chicago PD show, somebody's in from the feds, and they're basically juggling. In the real world, that's what happens. You know, a lot of these things, yes, they're fictionalized, but they base the way procedures are done, and they base the way they do things on reality, and the reality is that the agencies deal with turfdom. What we're seeing, for example, with the Pentagon UAP Task Force report is that it's mostly a naval document. As far as the Navy is concerned, there is no Air Force, I guess.
Well, the Navy seems to have had control of this from the beginning, this information, at least so it seems. What that might mean, you can speculate about, you know, underwater bases and things of this kind. You can go all the way back to the 40s and 50s for that, Ivan Sanderson and that group. And you know, maybe they're right. I mean, I, in 1984, I talked to a member of the Puerto Rico legislature at his house outside San Juan, and it's right on the coast there, and he and his family were sitting there having a cookout one day the previous year in 83. All of a sudden, this huge light comes up out of the water about a mile offshore, sits there for a minute, and then zaps off into the sky. His entire family saw this, and of course, that's the Mona Passage, which supposedly has all sorts of activity going on under the water when it comes to UFOs. So, I mean, you tell me. I mean, something's going on, but whether they're going to report it accurately to the likes of us is another question. I mean, it's like dealing with the Vatican, almost.
We forget the Vatican has a division which is interested in science, in astronomy, and does not dismiss the possibility that there are extraterrestrials. Of course, then, the obvious question is, does E.T. believe in Jesus?
Well, that's a good question. And one of the most popular lecture programs that Ben and I will present has to do with religion and the paranormal, particularly UFOs and aliens. And what's really is interesting is that I have a theological education, although my degree is in philosophy. I was in the seminary for many years. They didn't ordain me to anything, probably rather wisely. You know how things work, and you've studied the stuff. In our lecture program, we present, you know, which religions could best accept aliens and this sort of thing, and which could accept them into the religion. Well, Pope Francis apparently doesn't know his own theology. I mean, he said he looked forward at one point to baptizing aliens, and maybe he was kidding, unless you have sort of the black spot theory of original sin, unless you are a child of Adam and Eve, as it were, you wouldn't need baptism. There have been theological speculations that really over the centuries about other worlds, not a lot, but some, would they need salvation? Did Jesus save them too? That sort of thing. So these are all up in the air. Now, oddly enough, the sort of the other side of the coin with ancient Christianity are the Orthodox, like the Greek Orthodox, Russian, Syrian, et cetera, Egyptian. And their point of view, they don't have this black spot theory of original sin. Their idea of baptism is a little different. You could baptize aliens. Doesn't matter where you're from in the cosmos, or the Greek word cosmos, worlds, that would be just fine. So it's an interesting point. I've had contact at the Vatican, as it were, through seminary studies, and the fact my brother was a prominent priest, and one of them even worked in the secret archives. There really is such a thing. And but you know, it's, you know, like they're going to tell me anything. But they do have a very, they've had a longstanding interest in science. The whole Galileo thing was mostly political. They did respect him as a scientist. The popular tales are mostly baloney. But they do have, the Vatican does have one of the finest observatories in the world on a mountain in Arizona. I've never been there, but it's active, and they do have a great interest in science. Some people would say they know something about alien visitation in the past, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But there is a great interest there. So I guess once they get their theology straight, they might get somewhere.
We'll get somewhere in a moment. We have Paul Eno, Behind the Paranormal, is the radio show he does with his son. And, of course, we have Tim Swartz, who was responsible for Conspiracy Journal and 10,000 other books. We got more to come with Gene and Paul and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You know, Paul, you know, when you mentioned that you were in seminary school, what occurs to me in my mind? The lyrics of a song called The Soft Parade from The Doors. And what was the first line? When I was back there in seminary school.
Really?
I don't know anything after Bach.
I'll read you the lyric, by the way, and that will sue me later. There was a person there who put forth a proposition that you can petition the Lord with prayer. And he repeats himself twice. Petition the Lord with prayer. Petition the Lord with prayer. And then he shouts, Jim Morrison, you cannot petition the Lord with prayer. And then the music starts.
Well, that's a revelation for sure.
Probably.
Well, I don't know if you want to get into prayer, but I mean, very few people, I think, understand what it really is. They think it's, you know, saying words. You know, you even in films that portray monks, and they're saying words. But in fact, prayer, and this has paranormal spiritual connotations, because the whole approach to the paranormal has religious and spiritual implications big time. You know, prayer is a state of being. It takes great work, and of course we don't like that today. We don't like to have to put a lot of work in anything. We want it right now, which is why a lot of dead ends will occur in people's lives, I think, in modern society, in my opinion. But prayer, the merest beginning of it, is what Christ said, or was said to have said on the, you know, during the Sermon on the Mount, you know, the Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. Just the very, very beginning. But it's a state of being. It's funny, when I was in Australia in 1979, I spent some time with an Aboriginal elder. I don't think he was more than 4 feet high, but he was really a tremendous fellow, because they usually don't talk to outsiders. And I was getting into the some really weird aspects of the paranormal at that time, starting to wonder whether the old theories were any good, and I pretty much come to the conclusion that they weren't. That we're looking at more the bizarre aspects of physics than superstition or dead people. And he said, yeah, you're kind of on the right track. And we got talking about Star Trek as well, because he would watch Star Trek with his grandchildren. And he said that Mr. Spock is up a gum tree. He says, I had to think about that one. It's an Australian expression. He essentially was saying that the love is a state of being. And, so, you know, really so is prayer. Something you live, not something you say. So I don't know if that's relevant to anything you wanted to talk about, but when it comes to the church and prayer and this sort of thing, it does lead to my conclusion that we're wrong to approach the notion of advancement. You know, we mentioned, oh, they're more advanced than we are, some alien civilization. Well, the advancement to us, we assume it means technological advancement. And as I'm always saying, where does that get you? What was the most technologically advanced country in the 1930s? Nazi Germany. Where'd that get us? So as a result, I think I would rather deal with a civilization or live in a civilization that is advanced morally and spiritually. And I think everything else comes from that.
Well, of course, what happens here when people claim to be channeling aliens, they are always giving us, well, the aliens are more spiritually advanced. But what does that have to do with having a fancy bag of tricks? Are we more spiritually advanced today because we could produce a personal computer with 60 billion transistors in it in the size of a, you know, little size of a tiny square? What has that done? What has the Apple MacBook Pro done to make us more advanced except to have a computer that works faster?
I'm no Luddite. Yeah, I don't want to crowd out Tim here if he wants to get in here. But I think we're like a kid who's found a stick of dynamite. We're drunk with technology. We do with technology what we've done over the religion. We make it an end in itself. Religion or technology are all supposed to be tools, you know, and they end up becoming ends in themselves. You know, religion is supposed to be a tool to respond to your idea of God. All right, and faith at all is supposed to do that. But with tools, you know, we've got computers, and the technology becomes an end in itself. And look how it's being used today. I mean, we could be looking, and this could be inevitable, at a society where everybody can very easily be controlled. You imagine what Hitler could have done, speaking of the Nazis, with this kind of tracking technology today.
Well, you know, imagine, for example, I know Tim will jump in a moment, if Hitler had Facebook or Meta or whatever it's called, or Twitter, imagine what he could have done with those tools.
I don't want to think about it.
Well, you see, one of the cultural memes is, of course, that the big social network censor conservative thought and the truth they found out with these Facebook papers, all these confidential documents that have been leaked, is the reverse is true. That they enhance conservative thought and move it farther to the right. They don't take liberal thought and move it farther to the left, and I do not understand that.
Well, that's a good point. I don't know if I want to get into that, but there, one of the things that, might be of interest in the paranormal context would be things that, Ben and I have found and our colleagues in what we refer to as flap areas. Now, we had to invent an entirely new vocabulary, really, just to talk about many of the concepts that sort of came to the fore in my work, anyway, since the 1970s, to deal with overwashes and intersect points, identity points, the flashing nexus, things, you know, all these things that I'd never even really heard of before. I ran into them in this field. And, of course, I think if you have an open mind, and you hope it's not confirmation bias, but you tend to run into things that, go way beyond dead people and this sort of thing. One thing we run into in flap areas, as we call, which are sometimes hundreds of square miles where there seem to be inordinate amounts of paranormal activity of all different kinds that are not traditionally associated with one another. Ghosts, phenomena in proximity of Bigfoot, UFOs, things of this kind, what UFO researchers are starting to call crossover phenomena because they're starting to recognize this. You have these things going on. And you always have, at least in the six flap areas that Ben and I have looked at in depth, you run into the military or something that looks like the military. And I'm thinking particularly of the Litchfield Triangle in Connecticut, as we call it, which is now about 330 to 340 square miles, as we've already gone over to the Hudson Valley of New York State. You've got all sorts of strange electronic things going on, technologically speaking. There's Mohawk Mountain, and you can drive up there. It's a public park. And there's the, you know, the garden variety cell tower, perfect place for it. In proximity to that is my military experience is like 40 years old or more. But still, I've never seen anything like they have on this other tower. And this is the area where there were seemingly changes, public changes in behavior. Trends would take place particularly around 2010 through 2012, in conjunction with some military activity that was going on at the same time. There would be people driving on the left side of the road.
We're going to drive on the right side of the road here because I'm going to be a contrarian. Paul Eno, yeah. Tim Swartz, and Gene Steinberg, you're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. president, among the leaders of the world's biggest economies, who on Saturday at a summit in Rome endorsed a global minimum tax on corporations. That move by the group of 20 was hailed by U.S. Treasury Chief Janet Yellen, saying it benefits American businesses and workers in particular. G20 finance ministers in July had already agreed on a 15% minimum tax, but it needed formal endorsement at that Saturday summit in Rome. Rome. Yellen predicting in a statement the deal on new international tax rules with a minimum global tax, quote, will end the damaging race to the bottom on corporate taxation. As the nation's vice president rolled up her sleeve to get a COVID booster in Washington on Saturday morning, Kamala Harris told reporters,
the vaccines are free, they're safe, and they will save your lives.
This is USA Radio News. Democrats are looking to finally pass that infrastructure and social infrastructure bill next week. A leadership aide telling The Hill on Saturday it could happen as soon as this upcoming Tuesday. An aide for Democratic leadership also saying that committees were notified by House leaders to wrap up any changes on the spending bill by Sunday. The House Rules Committee could meet as soon as Monday to try to make sure lawmakers can take action on the House floor soon after that. Some bad weather has been delaying air flights, but American Airlines especially impacted, also blaming a staffing problem. However, Baldwin also said he can't make any real comments on the shooting, which killed cinematographer Halnia Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza. He explained that's because of the ongoing investigation with the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department in New Mexico, but he said of Hutchins,
she was my friend. The day I arrived in Santa Fe to start shooting, I took her to dinner with Joel, the director.
And this is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
By the way, you haven't been on the show in a while. As you know, Tim Swartz, he does stingers for the Paracast that change. It's like he becomes another person each time he does it. Tim, you have some questions this fall that you'd like to pursue?
Well, you know, the conversation is fascinating. And of course, I always like to give our guest more time than jumping in with a lot of opinions on my own. But, you know, I think that Paul was making an excellent point. And Gene, you actually started the thought talking about religion and technology. But, you know, we have seen really, I mean, throughout history, how paranormal events, and I mean, go back to, you know, religious events as well, seems to take the opportunity to manifest itself through technology. I mean, we have now entities who are emailing people or calling on cell phones and things like that. And as Paul, you know, mentioned, in some of these flap areas, you're having some of these cell phone towers with equipment that's, and of course, the definition of, you know, what is, you know, the paranormal, but, you know, somebody's putting up stuff that seems to have mind altering characteristics, reality altering characteristics. I mean, you know, what would you say, Paul?
Well, possibly, but first I want to say that we're very proud to have Tim as a guest co-host from time to time on Behind the Paranormal now. So, Tim, your age has begun here as far as the glory of radio. So,
thank you.
But to answer your question, I think that anything is possible. Now, I'd like to just digress a bit to say that, you know, you mentioned the term conspiracy theories, and everybody goes, you know, they roll their eyes and they fall over and all. But I think we have to put that in context. The fact is that conspiracies are the power behind all of history. I mean, in 44 BC in the Senate House in Rome, all these guys didn't spontaneously decide to jump and stab Julius Caesar. There was a conspiracy, a rather complex one, when that happened. In 1939, when the Germans invaded Poland from the west and Russia invaded from the east, that was a conspiracy between Hitler and Stalin. There was a secret protocol in their non-aggression treaty that said they'd divide up Poland. And this goes on and on and on throughout history. So conspiracy theories can be real. Are there technologies today that are too crazy? I don't know. I mean, I've never really been a conspiracy theorist, but I think I'm getting there, you know. I don't know if I'm answering your question, but I think the technology is there. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. And, of course, follow the money, because that seems to be where things will lead when it comes to what is being used for whom. But as far as these technologies and areas like these triangles are concerned, you know, they have nothing whatsoever to do with what's going on, but the bizarre changes in behavior on behalf of, on the part of the public, I should say, they just raise some questions. And when I was in the military, I had a clearance. It wasn't very high. And when you have a clearance, it's not that you know everything. It's core mission and need to know only. You don't automatically know stuff. So, but yeah, you do rub elbows with people now and then, and you pick up a few hints that things are, in a way, not really what they should be or not being used the way they should be. And again, this is decades ago for me, so heaven only knows what's going on today.
To think all this started with discussions about the Pentagon's UAP task force.
Yes, indeed. I don't know. It's just, I think they've been studying it all along. They must have been, and now I hear things here and there that they certainly were. Projects will seem to end, but they'll actually take on different names, move to different locations, sometimes change some of the personnel. But they've been researching this stuff and at least monitoring it. You could say from the 1890s, and when things started to become more public because of the media in the 1940s, they really had to do something and say something because people were frightened. So the exact train of events is difficult to know, but it has been a train of events that's a long train and has been ongoing for some time. So none of this is new. A lot of it's for public consumption, and, you know, I mean, you know, we've all had our experiences, I'm sure, with UFOs or whatever. But the question of... You know, I'm big on, and Gene will, and I should say Tim will tell you this, because he's been on our show a lot. You know, we're very big on defining our terms. You know, what do you mean by UAP? That's pretty much relatively obvious. Something light, you don't know what it is. But what do you mean by alien? I run into poltergeists and what we refer to as parasites, even during exorcisms in the 1970s, and... to me, these were aliens. These were alien beings. Maybe not necessarily from another planet, but certainly from another world. You know, they're not necessarily the same thing, other planets and other worlds. And that's why we're always saying it's really the first day of school. And we have to kind of get beyond the labels that we put on phenomena and entities and things, because those are our definitions that we think we can understand. The label may not capture the essence or the definition of what's actually going on or what this thing actually is. And we've talked about this on the show before, 1974 Bridgeport, Connecticut case, working with Ed Lorraine Warren and a priest. I stood in that house and I was attacked by a thing that was alien. These are supposed to be demons. It was physical. We had a physical confrontation, and it was beyond anything that I had imagined. It wrecked my belief system because, you know, well, all we have is our belief system. And at the time I was a seminary student, so I had that belief system, and such as it was, to explain things like this. So I don't know. I think we have to be very open-minded without going nuts, and keep in mind that there's a lot to learn and the labels aren't good enough.
Well, that situation that you were just referring to, I mean, you actually grabbed a hold of this thing.
Well, I didn't really grab it, but I pushed again, I was trying to defend this little girl who I put behind me, and this, you know, a parapsychologist would say she might have been the agent behind the poltergeist. But I don't think any of that's good enough. I haven't believed that in decades. But in any case, this thing, I could see it in a way. It was very transparent. And I pushed against it, and it was like, it was almost, and I'm no anatomist, but it was like a bird-like sort of a skeletal structure. And I was totally blown away. It got around me, threw the girl across the room. But I think one of the odd things in research that I found in ensuing years was the very ancient concepts of the well, what the Sumerians called, and my ancient Sumerian's a little bit rusty, but Akakharu, ghost, or if you break it down etymologically, life-sucking ghost, like vampires. And I get the impression right off these things were parasites. I was interesting, the Sumerian god Nergal, who was a little bit ethereal, sometimes described as a warrior, and most of the Middle Eastern ancient gods had horns, interestingly enough. And he's always described as having horns, Nergal, but he is described as having bird-like characteristics. Now, I'm wondering, certainly, the ancient folklore, of which I would describe as the vessel of the memory of the human race, something must have happened with real entities that imprinted itself on the human psyche, and it got carried down to us in folklore, in all sorts of stories, even in jokes sometimes. That's how things get carried on, oral history, if you will. I think it's really how it works. Something real happens, and then we put our labels on it. It takes on baggage, and it becomes almost something else.
So, I want to ask you about that, about understanding the past when it comes especially to the paranormal. With Paul, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, of course, history belongs to the winners. But
right.
Part of the big problem here is trying to take really ancient stories, many not transferred in writing, but through oral traditions, and find the accurate story behind them. And this is something, of course, that makes me ignorant about oral tradition. I just think of the joke played like on the old Steve Allen Tonight Show, where they bring up 10 people from the audience, and he whispers, Steve Allen, a joke to the first person, who in turn whispers that joke to the second person. And they go through 5 or 10 generations, after which the final person is asked to speak aloud the joke that they heard. And of course, there's not the slightest, or is a slight, but very little more than a slight resemblance to the original. And so I put it to you, how could you take something verbally and transfer it accurately without writing it down as a backup?
Well, that's a good point, Gene. I'm thinking back, we did that in the military, that exercise, and in the seminary during spiritual retreats. I don't know for what, but, you know, I saw the same thing in action many times. Well, I think that as it may have started with somebody seeing something that they believed was a supernatural being. I mean, you know, maybe it was. I'm thinking of the, you know, 30,000-year-old cave paintings in Australia, particularly at Uluru, where you've got discs, Bigfoot-like creatures, grays, things that we today would recognize as people who are familiar with paranormal studies, all on this wall 30,000 years ago. So whatever they experienced, they probably didn't understand in the first place, and it began to take on the characteristics of the oral exercise you just described, which, in my opinion, would involve, at least partially, the placing of labels, okay? These were gods, or these were demons, or these were, you know, something else other than ourselves. And coming down through history, they may have been somewhat embellished. Now, that being said, I got into this with Minda Louie a little bit in 1979 in Australia, and I actually raised the same point. And I said, you know, we've got people passing down stories. We have, even if things are written down, they're not necessarily accurate, which I'll get into in a minute. But he said, and I've talked to several shamans in different parts of the world about this, and they said, you'd be surprised how accurately they're passed along from one elder to another. Now, I felt like saying, well, how do you know that? You weren't back there. But they have a certain non-island theory approach to life. And the island theory is another term Ben and I invented, that everything is contained within us. Everything is within our brains, within our bodies, all our abilities, all our imagination, all our talent. And even the study of the consciousness, the physics of consciousness, is finding that that's baloney. Most of what we are is non-local. And you could argue that our whole life is non-local. Matter of fact, Ben and I invented the term super life for all the different facets of ourselves that are living in different parallel realities. Now, that's beside the point, but that's the idea. So there is a certain unity of thought. There are certain cultural parameters and intellectual parameters that, according to the shamans I've spoken with, keep it more or less accurate as it goes down. But then again, I still insist that we put labels on it that will make it difficult sometimes to find the exact, you know, reality of what happened originally or in a series of events that were imprinted upon the human psyche. Now, that being said, I don't know how accurate written stuff is either. There are certain studies, you know, in biblical studies, things of this kind. There are many ancient documents. Everybody knows about the Dead Sea Scrolls and Nag Hammadi manuscripts that were found and were sometimes similar or sometimes different versions of books that we know in the Bible. But there are problems with these documents. Everything in the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, which was very difficult because the ancient Hebrew has no vowels. Actually, Hebrew has no vowels. There are vowel marks today. But ancient Hebrew didn't have vowel marks, and they also ran all the words together. So what you read in whoever translated, you know, Genesis, and I'd like to get my hands on at some point because it's lousy, would you know, have to get through all that, and it really depends on your own religious beliefs what the translation would be. In the New Testament, everything except Mark was written in Koine Greek. Mark was written in Aramaic. And so a lot of the Greek documents have come down, and they were written by scribes, many of whom, oddly enough, were barely literate. They knew enough to get through their jobs. There was one I saw that was related to the, Codex Alexandrinus, one of the ancient documents, and it wrote in the margin, "Why did you change the original?" And you tear your hair out because you don't know what the original was. Older documents in the Greek could be less accurate than some of the more recent documents, depending on the sources. We don't even know all about that. There's one, which was one of the epistles of John, which has a part, this is in the Codex Alexandrinus itself, where the ink leaked through from one page to the page beneath it and turned the Greek letter Omicron into Theta. Because the Omicron is essentially a circle, and the Theta is the line through it, which means God. So that becomes Jesus Christ is literally God. Now, there are other parts of the New Testament that say that in one way or another, and it's accepted in Orthodox, you know, Christianity that's what it is. But it just goes to show how inaccurate, you know, and little mistakes and little mishaps can change the meaning of the text. So I don't. Maybe that's why the motto of our show was "Everything you know is wrong."
Because you know something is interesting really here. I'm thinking of the time I spent covering local news when I was news director for a radio station near Philadelphia, and I would work alongside those who worked for the local newspapers, and we'd each cover the same event. Now, obviously, I had a disadvantage. I had to reduce a three-hour meeting to a 30-second story on the air. They could write 500 words or 1,000 words of the same thing. So there had to be differences. But even then, I would read the story, and I would think to myself, hey, this person could not have been at the same meeting that I was in. But I know these people were smart people because I worked with them every day and we'd hang out and we'd talk shop and we were members of the same local press club and everything. But they came up with totally different versions. Now, then I might have thought, well, maybe there was some political agenda or they weren't as good as I thought they were. Or more important, it's because of differences in human perception. And of course, you're pointing out something here about little mishaps can alter the text of an ancient document. And we have people who've been telling us that it wasn't God that visited us in those ancient times. It was E.T. They came here, they did their thing, and they left. And we thought of them as gods because they did things that we couldn't do. They had all these big bags of tricks, and therefore it was magic. Therefore, they've got to be spiritual. They've got to be demons or gods. We don't know. That's how it is. But the real answer is that we probably have no clue what the original source of those events were and what they were based on. It's almost like what Kevin Randall does with UFO sightings, chasing footnotes, where he picks up a story about a sighting and he follows it back through the books, the magazine articles, the newspapers, the original handwritten reports, whatever, and sometimes comes up with something totally different. Yeah, and right. So it goes back, as you say, everything we knew is wrong. How can we talk about anything that happened more than 3 days ago?
Well, even that, I don't know. You get into the Mandela effect, but it's funny you mentioned your journalism background. I was I still am a print journalist, and so I'm the one who gets to write the 500 words.
Yes, I could do that too. I've also wrote books, so I'm used to the 500 words and the 1,000 words.
Right, right. So, but I don't know. I think it's, how do we actually know anything? Which, of course, gets into the study of epistemology, which is the philosophical term for, how we know anything. And everybody goes back to Rene Descartes. Don't get my son going on Rene Descartes. He can't stand the guy.
There'll be something we can't stand if we don't right now interrupt this presentation for a second. Paul, Jean, and Tim, you're in.
The Pericast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.